CSX Big Jim's out, 736, 37 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're all wondering what went on Saturday. We've seen the 4.5 hours of it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland. Excuse me. Now, we will text you all the highlights if you want to check them out. Of course, the keyword for that is
Hall.
Or just turn up your radio a little bit. We got our buddy Sal Cerencioni from Premier Radio who was there Saturday night in Cleveland. So how did the car sound, man?
They sounded good. Of course, you know, the Cars have never been the most energetic of bands on a concert stage. Right. I can accurately report that that has not changed. They still are not very energetic, but the performances were good. They actually, everybody did four songs. So for the Cars, it was My Best Friend's Girl. You might think Moving in Stereo, which I was a little surprised at. I didn't think, you know, that would seem like an odd choice for that night, but it came off well. And Just What I Needed, and they were joined by Scott Schreiner of Weezer. He filling in, of course, for the late Ben Orr on bass, and Ben was from Cleveland, so it would have been a nice homecoming for him, but he passed away back in 2000.
Now, the Hall did something new this year with music, with actual songs instead of artists. What was that all about?
I'll tell you what that was about. It made the show even longer. That's what it was about, yeah. You know how on the Grammy Awards, the Grammy has their Hall of Fame where they induct songs or albums, things like that, even artists. So,
sure.
Yes, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame decided to shine the spotlight on 6 singles that have played a role in the development of, you know, music history, if you will, rock and roll. Rumble by Link Wray, Louie Louie by The Kingsmen, The Twist by Chubby Checker, Rocket 88, Jackie Brenston and his Wildcats, Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf, and Procol Harum with Whiter Shade of Pale.
So we have to do this, Sal. It's required by classic rock law. You may not know this. We have to mention bands that are not in the Rock Hall, and the one that Aaron and I were talking about in the studio is the Doobie Brothers.
That is right. And let me, I'm going to bring something up on my phone. This is not something I normally would do or can do, but I can do it right now because it's right in front of me. So in the Hall of Fame, since I was in Cleveland, I stopped by the hall. They have a video board up where you can vote on who you feel should be inducted. And the current standings of the list they posted, the list does not include the Doobie Brothers. And I don't agree with that. It also does not include Foreigner. I don't agree with it. At the top of the list, Def Leppard. And then they've got Stevie Nicks, Janet Jackson, Radiohead, Iron Maiden, Pat Benatar, Styx, Meatloaf, Blink-182, Rage Against the Machine. That's the artists that are on this list, and that is the order. So Def Leppard is the leading vote-getter right now. But absolutely, Doobie Brothers should be in. I feel pretty strongly for bands like Bad Company and Foreigner. I've never been the biggest Foreigner fan, but I went to see them last year. It's hit after hit after hit, many of which still get played on the radio to this day. So not quite sure what the disconnect there is with the Hall not putting them in.
Sal Cerencioni, Premier Radio. It's good talking to you, buddy.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And, you know, it's going to be in Cleveland now every other year. So it'll be back there in 2020. And it's only, what, three and a half hour drive for you.
We're going to come down there. Well, Aaron, I'll come down when the Doobie Brothers and the MC5 get in.
There you go. All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. See you soon, Sal.
All right. Take care, you two. Bye-bye.